Welcome to the Saints Happy Hour Podcast
with host Ralph Malbro and featuring bloggers Andrew Juge of SaintsNation.com, Kevin Held of The Team Drops the Ball, and Dave Cariello of Canal Street Chronicles. This podcast is nothing but serious football talk and hardcore analysis.
Which four of you would survive the longest in the zombie apocalypse, and in which order would you die?
Well, Ralph, no offense, you're going first.
Oh, definitely. No.
The zombies would smell Dave's sugar blood and target him.
They'd get his...
I don't even have a joke, Dave smells like nougat.
Now here's your host, Ralph Malbro.
All right, welcome to Saints Happy Hour Podcast. We're doing the donation drive for Season 2 of Drunk Saints History. We have 8 donations already. If we get 100, you get Season 2.
Did my mom donate yet?
No, she hasn't.
I'll see her next weekend. I'll make sure
click the little donate button, donate $20. We have 8 people donated already. We get 100, you get 15.
Tell her to give us more of your inheritance, Dave.
Yes. You get 15 episodes. You get 12 drunk history episodes plus.
Tell her to give us more of your kids' tuition.
Yeah, we need it for beer money and my drug induced lifestyle. So do it now. Do it often. Hey, it's like $1 an episode. You can't beat it. The party's over. The 8 game winning streak went. Kaboom. Andrew, somebody asked on Twitter, I'm just going to get right to it. I think it's a great question. Did Joe Vitt pass the naked pictures to Devontae Harris? Because that dude is terrible, and yet they continue to play him.
Is Joe Vitt, where is he? Is he with the
He's with the Dolphins? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that Aaron Cromer and Bill Johnson were with the Rams.
Yes,
so
indeed.
I'm just
I didn't know
curious.
That.
Yeah, I'm just curious how much Bill Johnson being on their staff may have helped.
Revenge game.
Yeah, I don't know. But anyway, sorry, what was the question again?
Why is Devontae Harris continue to play?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's funny, like, so Sterling Moore hasn't been on the team for, what, like a month?
Yes.
And... you know, he comes in cold. I don't even know that he practiced all week. I think they signed him on Tuesday. And he comes back and he plays part of the second half. And when he was in there, like, he wasn't good. Don't get me wrong.
He had a bad pass interference penalty.
Yeah, I mean, it was clear that, you know, he's not a great option. But it was very clear that he competed. He didn't make huge mental mistakes. If he was beaten, he was usually grabbing the guy. And, you know, I just remember he kind of competed like he did last year. And I'm just befuddled. Like, I get it. Like, if I get why Devontae would be on the team instead of him if he has a special teams use. But, I mean, I just see Sterling Moore play out there. And it's, don't get me wrong, again, it's not my first choice. But I just don't see, with the mental errors that just keep happening over and over and over again with Harris, how he could ever play ahead of Moore. I don't understand it. We have a whole body of evidence of a season last year where Moore was the Saints' best corner. And how this guy hasn't been on the field this year ahead of Harris when...
Yeah, he's
had his hand in all 3 losses now. The Saints have 3 losses, and those are the 3 games where Devontae Harris has been featured prominently.
Yeah, and I read a thing that Dennis Allen's like this mild-mannered dude, and in the meetings he just lights dude up, especially over mental mistakes, and yet they keep playing Harris. And here's the thing, I don't like Sterling Moore. Like, he doesn't make mental mistakes, and it's almost like he's aware enough to be like, I got beat, I'm just going to tackle the dude and get the PI, you know, which is bad, but it's not, you know, you get a PI, it's better than a 50-yard touchdown, right? So you get another.
It's like the Brandon Browner mentality with slightly more physical skill. Like,
yeah.
he still has a little bit of speed, you know, whereas Browner had none.
Dave.
But I feel like we're already trashing the defense when that was the least of the Saints' problems.
Well, I mean, that's what I was. I mean, that's what I was going to say. I mean, yeah, Devontae Harris didn't play great. I don't know whether Sterling. I mean, whether Sterling would play that much better. I mean, PJ Williams played like just about most of the game. And
he was not good either.
Marcus Williams played like 89%. Harris obviously was like the nickel guy or whatever. He played about 60% of the time.
No, Harris started.
He had that deck designation, but if you look at the snap counts, Harris only played like 63% of the snaps.
Because he got pulled.
Yeah.
He was
well,
in
then,
the game
so what are you complaining about? He went out there
100% of the time until he was pulled.
Okay, well then they pulled him. And I mean, Sterling, I agree with you. I'd say give Sterling a chance over Harris, but he was pulled off of the street last week. Going back to the segue, I don't think the defense played that bad.
PJ Williams.
To be honest with you, if you told me that, without Lattimore, without Crawley, without missing those guys, if you told me that they would be able to hold the Rams to 26 points, I'd say, you know what? I think the Saints could win that game.
Dave,
it was the offense that couldn't keep up.
Dave, it was like midway through the fourth quarter, I think, and we made fun of your score prediction of 28-10. And I was like, holy shit, Dave's score prediction is going to be accurate. They might only score 10. They might only score 10, and Drew Brees might not have a bunch of picks. But they managed.
I was the only person out of all of us to even pick the Rams to win.
Full credit.
Let's be realistic.
Don't do that again, Dave.
Let's be realistic. It's not a terrible loss. If you're going to lose any of the... other than the Jets, obviously, if you're going to have to lose a game, you'd want to lose it to the Jets just because they're in the AFC. But on the other hand, they're the Jets. You really don't want to be losing to the Jets.
Especially they're at home. Isn't that at home?
Yeah.
So, other than the Jets, I mean, this is the one game, I know the standings and second round bye and all that kind of stuff. But you know what? We need to take care of business at home in the NFC South. We have some crucial games coming up. Those are the ones we need to win. But, just the offense, it was disappointing. And I know people have been kind of ragging. I hear the talk show guys on the radio saying, Drew Brees looked old and blah, 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 blah. He didn't look that great. But my biggest issue is I don't understand. I don't understand why they didn't go with Kamara more. I mean, he was obviously the hot hand. I just I didn't get. It was like 2014, 2015 all over again, where they got down early, and it's just almost like Peyton panics, and he goes straight to, Drew needs to win this game, and I need to pass it, and I need to throw it a lot, and he just sort of abandons the run, despite that always, especially this season, being very successful for the team. And I think they abandoned it a little bit too early, and it was obvious after Kamara broke off that huge run. They should have kept feeding them.
Well, here's my thing, Andrew. I don't really agree with you, Dave, because I look at the Saints. They only had 52 plays, and they sucked on third down. So they were 3 of 13 on third down. Like, if you give them 3 more third down conversions, that's probably like 5 or 6 more running plays they get, and that puts them at 23, 24, and gets them up to 60 plays. Like, you can't run the ball when you can't convert third downs, Now, you can say, well, a couple of times they maybe should have ran it on, third and 3 or third and 4, I guess. But, Andrew, they're suck.
Or you can run it on first down. And so you're not leaving yourself with 3rd and 8 or 3rd and 9 or 3rd and 7. You're leaving yourself with 3rd and 2 or whatever.
That's where I disagree with you, Dave. I think there were a number of plays, especially, and don't forget the Saints were down multiple scores early. So, when you get down 10-0, I mean, that's the NFL. Your playbook's kind of out the window once you go down 2 scores.
This is a team that scored 15 points in less than 5 minutes last fucking week.
No, I know. But I just think your game plan, when you go down multiple scores, your game plan changes. I mean, that's football. That's reality. But I think what Ralph said was that you look at their third down conversion rate, and there were just multiple 3rd and 2s, 3rd and 3, 3rd and 4, those are manageable situations that usually the Saints do a pretty good job of converting, and they just didn't do it in this game. And what happens when you're not converting on third and manageable, which over the years they've been so good at, that's what leads to you punting seven times in a game. And, you know, punting seven times in a game and 52 plays or whatever, that's going to affect your ability to run the football more than anything.
You know, I just feel like when you're in that situation, you want to put the ball in the hands of your playmaker. Now, Drew Brees is obviously your number one playmaker, but it was obvious he wasn't feeling it. I'm not saying he's getting old. People are allowed to have a bad day. He wasn't really feeling it. There were a lot of throws that, oh my God, should have been picked off. have been picked off. He was lucky to walk out of there with
the NCMFers were on the Rams Sunday.
No, yeah. And, by the way, PJ Williams.
So then you go to your you need to go to your second playmaker, and that's Alvin Kamara. I don't know. It was that was what was frustrating me.
Andrew Saint, tell me, you texted me something about what you wanted them to do. You wished on offense they would have done. With Michael.
Well, it's funny because we talked about we're complaining about how we wished they had run the football more, but they went five wide twice early in the game, and they put Mike Thomas in the slot, which you don't see as much. You know, usually he's on the outside, and twice they got him in single coverage in the slot, and he roasted a guy. I remember he had about a 24-yard gain where he slipped, and he would have had about 10 more. He might have gone for 40 had he not slipped. And then there was another critical third down where they went five wide, and he beat a guy again for a big gain. So, and they never really went back to it. And I felt like they did that because the Rams were beat up in the secondary, and they got some matchups that they liked with that five wide set. And I mean, that's something you see the Patriots. You know, they'll have games where 30% of the game they'll go five wide, and that seemed to work. And I was surprised that they didn't kind of go back to it and use it more.
Yeah, Dave, the offensive line.
And one more comment I'll say about that real quick, Ralph. I worry that sometimes, and you kind of goes back to Adrian Peterson. I worry that sometimes Sean Payton just worries too much about I've got these mouths to feed. And I want to get everyone involved, and I need to make sure that Ingram gets his, and I need to make sure that Kamara gets his. But sometimes I kind of just wish that Sean Payton would be like, for example, we just went five wide, we roasted him for 24. I went to it five plays later, we roasted him for 17. Like, okay, I'm going to run it three plays in a row, and I'm going to make him stop it before I go do something else.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes I just wish instead of like that. I'm going to mix it up. I'm going to make sure everybody gets there. It's like, I wish sometimes you go to the well three or four times.
Well, that goes to Dave's point of get the ball to Kamara and just keep getting it to him. Because Dave.
Yeah, no, that goes hand in hand. I agree with that too.
Dave, Kamara, he's a magician, dude. I mean, like, each week we're like, that's ridiculous. I've never seen that. And he did like three more plays this week where you're like, holy shit, that shit's ridiculous. Like, I've never seen the Saints have a player like him. He's not
still haven't seen his top speed yet.
I believe that. Maybe it's maybe it's not true, but it feels like it. I mean, look, Bush had.
Did you guys notice on the run he kind of like let a guy catch him from behind just so that he could break the tackle and score?
He's doing it for the PFF elusiveness grades. He's adding his PFF elusiveness grades.
He wanted one more broken tackle on his stat sheet.
PFF had PJ Williams in their top six corners as least yards allowed. I don't even know. But PJ Williams, he did have my favorite play of the year where he got
because they kept throwing to Devontae Harris.
His interception was so absurd.
He got roasted and managed to get an interception, which was just magnificent.
he was beat so bad on that play.
And the dude juggled.
The guy like tipped the ball to him.
Yeah, it was just phenomenal. And
he was like going out of bounds like in a basketball game.
Ralph, if there was ever a Jason David interception, that was it.
If it's too bad the Saints weren't it's too bad the Saints weren't winning or it was like tied, because then the Saints could have done the whole pose thing for that interception, which would have just broken the internet. Dave, It's two weeks in a row. It's weird because the Saints, they gashed Washington on the ground, but Drew Brees got beat up, and he got beat up again by the Rams. That's two straight weeks where the offensive line in pass blocking has kind of been kind of, I wouldn't say awful, but not what they've been the first, say, 9 weeks of the year.
Now, the Rams' defensive line is I mean, they have a serious pass rush.
Yeah, they kind of own.
And
the
those
same.
Are those are the pass rushers that scare me. When you face, like, I remember the Saints faced the Raiders last year and did a terrific job against Khalil Mack. I feel like when you have an elite, or they did a great job against Von Miller and the Broncos. I feel like when you have an elite pass rusher but not a balanced pass rush, Sean Payton schemes that puppy up. They do a great job against it. It's when you have that, like the Vikings, we saw that with them too. When you have a balanced pass rush where your front four all the way through is just solid. No one is maybe super flashy, but you've just got four guys that are solid.
Yeah.
They keep bringing heat, and we saw that against the Redskins where they maybe didn't have one standout guy, but you know, Gallette is tough and Ryan Kerrigan is tough, and they've got a couple interior guys. And I mean, you look at the Rams, I mean, obviously Aaron Donald is their bell cow, but then you got Robert Quinn is tough, and you know, the dude from LSU is
Denzel Smart.
Brockers is tough, and Smart is tough, and you know, Tyrone Walker from the Saints is tough. So, I mean, they had a lot of guys, and I think when you have a balanced and complete defensive line, that's what gives Sean Payton more trouble.
But Dave, I mean, are you worried that this offense? Are you worried that it's just two good teams that faced, or do you? Are you worried that the offensive line's kind of eroding?
No, I'm with Andrew on that. They're definitely two good teams, the Rams being the better one. And yeah, I didn't know that Bill Johnson coached for the Rams until the end of the game.
I forgot about it.
When they show him walking out on the field. I certainly think that gave the Rams even more of an edge on the Saints. So, no, I'm not worried about it at all. Hopefully next week against Carolina. It should be a little bit easier of a challenge. You know, Ramchek, Andrew mentioned, the rookies hitting that wall in week 7, 8, 9, whatever. You know, that could happen to Ramchek. That would certainly hurt the line because he's had to fill in and play.
Have we got any word on Armstead's injury?
I know of.
I hadn't seen anything on Twitter today. Andrew, have you seen anything?
No.
I mean, the offensive... The final thing on the offense, Andrew, is...
Would you... hold on. Would you guys want to see Streif back if he can return from IR? Is that still valuable to the Saints at this point? I think so, right?
Oh, I definitely think so. If Armstead's going to miss time, and he's... I mean,
if Armstead missed time, then you can put Ramchek at left tackle and keep Pete at left guard. But if Armstead's healthy, I guess my question is... Well, I guess you want Streif back either way because at least you have the option.
The depth.
Yeah, the depth. But would you start Streif over Ramchek at this point?
No, but would you if Armstead can't go? Would you rather put Ramchek at left tackle and leave Pete at left guard and have Streif at right tackle?
I think so. Yeah, I'd rather Streif in there than Kelemete.
You know, and the thing is with you know the line, I mean it, you never know. I mean, the thing with Armstead, he's weird. He heals up super fast and he's like amazing at that, and he'll play through a ton of stuff, but he gets nicked a lot.
Yep.
Final thing, Andrew, the wide receivers, you said today in a text you thought Willie Snead looked fat.
Mm-hmm.
Which he kind of did. This receiving core, I worry about them in that they're not good. I'll just say it. Like besides Michael Thomas, they ain't good. And God forbid something happened to him, I think they'd be in real trouble.
Yeah, I just question how much Snead is going to be able to contribute this year. To me, you know, first of all, I'm concerned about him psychologically, his standing with the coaching staff, You know, I know he's unhappy. You know, he's a guy that got in trouble with the DUI this summer, got suspended, came back out of shape. I mean, he was awful, awful in preseason and in training camp. And I think he, to me, he looks a little overweight. And I know he had the hamstring injury, so I wonder if maybe, you know, that slowed him down a little bit and it was hard. I mean, it's hard with a hamstring injury to get your cardio in and all that stuff. So I don't know what his personal habits are like, but, you know, it's one of those things where Snead just sometimes guys regress. I mean, we saw it in year two with Vaccaro. We saw Cedric Ellis fall off a cliff, and you know, guys don't sustain peak performance forever. And I don't know what's going on with Willie Snead, but to me this year he looks like a different player.
Stars,
I don't know that he is a guy that can contribute this year.
Stars and really good players are consistent. Dudes like Willie Snead come and go. You know.
Yeah, I mean, the minute guys like that can get complacent, they fall off quick.
Here's my question though.
Yeah, Damian Swan's another one that fell off pretty quick.
Is Dave? Is it Austin Carr time at wide receiver? The pickup from the Patriots right before the season started. I mean, he's been on the roster a while
now.
That's
a great question.
I'd rather see. Hey, why not give Tommy Lee a shot? I know he's a tiny little midget, but. I mean, at least he's quick, and I think he probably works hard. So
no one hates that guy more than Brian.
I mean, but what they, but the thing is, Andrew, it goes back to your point. They had
how
a lot
you
of
hate Tommy Lee. How
they
you
had
Tommy
a lot
Lee?
Of manageable. They had a lot of Brian just hates. He hates Tommy Lee with the heat of a thousand suns because Brian
how
just
you hate?
He just does. He
he's so cute out there.
Yeah, I think he just thinks he'll never contribute anything. You know, based on his size.
He's one of those things where he had the hot take and he wants the hot take to come true, so he just clings to it, you know. We've all done that. But here's the thing: they had a lot of manageable downs, you know, third down. Andrew, you mentioned it before. And Willie Snead was that guy. But the thing is, who like I don't know. That Drew Brees has a guy that he can trust because I saw Drew Brees.
It's Kamara. It's Kamara's the whole offense on third down. It's going through Kamara, and it's you know it's a dump off. So if it's third and manageable, like I just feel like teams, the Redskins did this pretty well and the Rams did this pretty well. They're boxing in and they're just like they're looking for Kamara wherever he is in the backfield and they're just sprinting to him. And, you know, sometimes he's so damn good, it doesn't matter. And sometimes they're getting big licks on him. He's taking some shots.
Dude, Kamara has more yards with the Saints in 11 games than he ever had at Tennessee, which is just amazing. And that's why probably why Butch Jones got fired, which is just bananas. Back to the defense, Andrew. Besides the mess in the secondary, I was surprised when I looked at the box score and I was like, oh, Gurley didn't kill the Saints. It felt like he was kind of killing them, but not really. In the fourth, I mean, the Saints kind of bottled him up pretty good, which I felt like was a good sign without Okafor because that's what I was worried.
I mean, Cam Jordan was phenomenal. I did feel like they blitzed a little more. You know, Von Bell had the sack. Craig Robertson had a sack. I felt, you know, man, you know, Dave said the defensive play wasn't that bad. I thought the defensive line Rankins kind of got some pressures. I thought the defensive line and the linebacker play was outstanding. I thought Klein was outstanding. I thought Robertson was good. And I thought PJ Williams and Harris both were criminally awful. I thought the cornerback play, I'll put it to you this way. You look at the Rams at the end of the game, it was befuddling to me. They refused to run the ball. They kept throwing. And it was like they were at one point they were only up a score, and instead of running the clock by running the football, they had just thrown a pick. And they're still like, nope, we're gonna keep throwing because our best, because we're throwing to PJ Williams and Devonta Harris,
and yeah, because Bill Johnson and Aaron Cromer told us to do that.
And our best receiver Robert Woods is out, and it doesn't even matter. And I just think
somebody on Twitter said this. That's disrespectful.
I think they just felt like that was their best chance to win, and it really was. I thought PJ was bad with a few moments where he was okay. Sterling Moore was bad with very few moments where he was okay, and Harris was just awful. So the cornerback play was horrific, and I think the only thing that was keeping that defense together was the incredible play of Cam Jordan, who I thought had one of his best games. I just thought he was dominant the whole game. And the linebacker play, I mean, give Klein and Robertson. I mean, Klein was coming back from an injury, and he didn't miss a beat. And I thought he was very good.
They played Rankins at end, which was we discussed all the options last week, and that
Rankins had a good game.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, we talked about it last week. Like, this would be the end of year one for Rankins. So if he's going to turn the corner, it would be right about now.
Yeah.
Right, because he's a second year player now, with 16 games under his belt. I didn't see Hendrickson or Kikaha doing much.
Nope.
Should I be worried?
Yep.
Dave, the special teams for the Saints continue to suck. I said maybe they need consultants for the consultants. Like, I don't know. Like, can they bring in more coaches to fix?
They need the Bobs.
they already brought in the Bobs, right?
Westcoff is the Bobs, right?
They need two more Bobs. They need four Bobs total to turn this thing around.
I mean, are you worried about special teams? And I love
what exactly is it that you would say you do here? Well, I mean, what? Just the kick returning, punt returning?
The coverages. The coverages were kind of bad.
Coverages weren't kind of bad.
They were all bad.
The special teams thing to me is more, I mean, it frustrates me more that we have zero, you know, there's just no chance that the Saints are going to, you know, break off something and maybe get a score on a punt return or a kick return. I don't remember whether it was on this podcast
hold on a second. I mean, Tommy Lee had a couple big punt returns last week. I mean, you got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, he almost gave up a safety this week.
None of this, but it's not.
Did you guys see that?
Do you remember?
You guys know what I'm talking about? Like, right before the Kamara run for 87 yards?
Yeah, what? Like he
or whatever it was.
At least he showed awareness to, like, we're like.
I mean, he kind of bobbled the kick. It kind of hit him at the two, and he was bobbling it, and then he kind of takes it back into the end zone, and he fields it, and then he kneels. And I was watching it in real time with my family, and I, as soon as I saw it, I was like, "Holy shit, that's a safety!" and both refs kind of look at each other,
and they went
talk down. Like they gather each other. And they kind of nod and then do the the touchback symbol.
Yeah.
And I'm still shitting my pants because I'm like, they're challenging that, and it's going to be a safety.
Can you challenge that? I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely, you can challenge that.
Oh, bad. I didn't even.
And you know, you always get that, like, delayed timeout.
See, I thought the exact
after the kickoff, and I'm like, you can't hurry up to the next play. You know? I'm like, offense, get on the field, snap the ball.
I thought the exact opposite. I was like, that's a good job out of Tommy Lee, not panicking and not taking it out of the end zone. But you're doing the thing. No, he should have taken it out because it was probably a fucking safety.
It was way too close. Yeah.
Now wait. I was interrupted.
Okay. You were.
That's what I do best.
You know, my whole thing is, you know, you remember the Reggie Bush days when he would get back there for a punt and people would chant, Reggie, Reggie. And there was always this feeling like anything could happen and this could be the one that he just breaks off and finds the end zone. And I mean, just the Saints, we don't have that. There's never that feeling like, oh, like anything could happen on this return, on this punt return, on this kick return.
Well,
we know exactly what's going to happen.
Well, here's the thing. Antonio Brown for the Steelers, Andrew, he returns punts. Why can't Kamara? He didn't call.
Because it's dangerous, because you're risking the health of your greatest player.
Yeah, I feel like Sean Payton saw what happened to Brandon Cooks years ago and Reggie Bush, and he's like, yeah, I'm not putting star players back there. Also, Tommy Lee Lewis hasn't fumbled a punt return in like six tries. So that makes him like the de facto return man for now.
That is considered ball security for Saints on
returns. Oh,
return.
Yeah.
I mean, six in a row.
That's like a crazy streak that he's on.
He could win the cash catch 2 weeks in a row in the dome.
Can we talk about the cash catch for a second? I mean, can we start getting some better contestants?
No, the fat guys are the best. Those are the ones that are the
but
most
they never
fun to
even
watch.
Catch the 50. Like, the 70s never even in play.
I know, but it's fun to watch it fly over their heads and then they trip and fall down.
It's true.
They need to start playing Benny.
I love how they always have the gloves, you know, the stick'em gloves, as if that makes any difference for a guy that can't catch.
Yeah, I want them to start playing the Price is Right sad trombone when people drop the ball.
Womp, 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 womp.
Yes.
Yeah, more mocking would be good.
So before we
how
get,
do you get picked for that cash catch thing?
So before we get to the
I'd love to see Ralph do it. No, that would be something.
I got one good arm, and it would be I would be on SportsCenter because there would be a calamity that would happen.
Now, Ralph, would you try to like use both your arms to catch it? Like, would you still use your bad arm to catch it, or would
I'd
you just
body
try to go Odell and
body catch, hand? Body catch?
Just
but I would okay. be there's
with
like a,
one there, hand or with both hands?
Probably one. There's a 90% chance that if I did the cash catch, I would become an internet GIF. For sad football teams, like whenever like a guy would like drop a pass, like people would post the gif of me.
So Dave, can you figure out how to? I feel like you're connected. Can you figure out how people get selected for this? And
yeah,
sure
I have no idea.
Make sure Ralph gets picked when he's in town.
Yeah, I am a season ticket holder. So before we get to the game this week, we have some questions. I asked people to say five words to describe their mood. Boat lawyer said we can't have nice things. This Dalton asked for playing like shit. We almost won. Kind of thankful. Maybe the big head swells down. Plus, I get to wash my jersey. Thoughts on Devontae Harris making the Andrew. Thoughts on Devontae Harris making the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl. I have a better chance of being in the top 100 on the ATP tour this year.
Dave, what is Cam Newton's outfit going to be this weekend?
Ooh. He's going to be in New Orleans. I'm thinking like some sort of like alligator skin.
Yeah.
Like all alligator skin suit.
With probably a top hat that looks like a duck. Sad Cam
in a mink tail.
Sad Cam Newton press conference where he's dressed like an Italian designer had a seizure is one of the great enjoyments of my Sunday afternoon, and the Panthers haven't lost nearly enough to get me those. Andrew, how impressive was the defense considering the young guys playing out of position on the D-line?
D-line was great. Linebackers are great. Again, I think, you know, this defense, they kind of held up okay. The main thing was just P.J. Williams kind of sucked and Devontae Harris was a calamity. But, you know, I don't think this was about the defense. I think Drew Brees looked his age. Thought the protection was poor. I thought the receivers couldn't get open. You know, it's a concern moving forward. I think the offense has some true weaknesses.
Dave, Kenny Vaccaro or PJ Williams in the slot next week? Do we need to talk about Kenny Vaccaro getting burned by the sun? I think we do.
He was another guy that was just terrible.
He was the one who looked like he just stopped on the play.
He looked in the sun, man, and it froze him.
Yeah, the Delvin Bro special.
You just look up in the sun, man, and it burns your eyes for a second. You just get confused. It happens.
Is that what he said? Was that really?
Yeah,
because of
he's
the sun?
Like, I looked in the sun, and it froze me.
Oh my! Because at the time, it looked like he thought he heard like a whistle.
Yeah, that's what I was like. I was thinking, he's like, I heard a whistle, and no, he's like, yeah, I just looked in the sun and froze.
Fucking asshole.
Matt asks, Dave, how bad do you think Drew Brees will want to destroy the Panthers on Sunday to make up for yesterday's disappointer?
I think he's going to want to destroy the Panthers because this is the battle for first place here. So it's pretty much the most important game of the season at this point.
Yep.
What was Vaccaro smoking? That's five words, mood. Let's see.
He wasn't smoking.
Ooh,
he was
this is a good question,
smoked.
Andrew. This is from Alfredo. If Lattimore is only 80 to 85% ready, do you still keep him out against Carolina?
No, I think this game is more important than the Atlanta game. You got to play him.
Yeah.
If I can only pick him to play one of the two, I pick him for Carolina.
Okay, let's get to the game, gentlemen. Dave, I'll start with you. The Saints are a 4-point favorite against the Carolina Panthers. The game is at 325. I will be there unless I get really, really – no, even if I'm really, really sick, I'll just medicate myself and suck it up and go because I've bought the plane ticket already. So, Dave, Carolina
– Wait, what's wrong with you?
I just – like, I don't know. I got the crud, cold, whatever.
All right,
the
left time, no the left alcohol time really... for 5 days, Ralph, and – take your meds and drink a lot of water. Go to bed early.
Jeez.
Last time you were really sick at a Saints game, it went well, didn't it?
Yeah, they won the NFC Championship.
Yeah, so I'm already liking the way things are going.
So, Carol, Saints are favored by 4, Dave. Who you got?
Yeah, you know, that's just slightly more than the home turf favorite line there, so... I think it's going to be really close. I think it's going to be really tough. And I'm not going to lie. I'm
nervous.
No Greg Olsen? No
starting. Is Olsen definitely out? Because I thought he had a favorable report.
Oh, and they have a corner that's injured too. That was in a boot. Worley, I think.
So, I mean, I'm definitely nervous just based off the last two games for the Saints. And you know, if Lattimore and or Crawley can come back this week, I think that would make a huge, huge difference. Without them, I don't know whether I would pick the Saints to win. Carolina is playing pretty damn good right now. They're
I don't know.
You know, catching.
Cam
they've been winning games.
Cam
they've
was
been winning
awful
games.
Versus the Jets.
But they're beatable. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing is Cam Newton is, you know, he just the overthrowing and he can have bad games. And that can ruin everything for them. So, I mean, I'll go with my Homer side, and I'll hope that Crawley and or Lattimore come back, and I'll say Saints 27, Panthers 24.
Hero of the game.
Fleener's not going to play.
Oh yeah, because you would have definitely picked him either.
You picked up on that subtle humor, did you guys? and Kamara's too easy to pick. I'm gonna go with. Man, this is always so tough. I'm gonna go with PJ Williams.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm doing it. Enjoy your Twitter feed, Ralph. Go fuck yourself.
It's weird, Dave. I have like a lot of the PJ truthers are like, yeah, he sucks. You were right. But I've actually my thing is, I saw enough of PJ Williams yesterday. Like, I'm not sure he's a lost cause. Like, Crawley was really bad last year too. You know, PJ Williams, he just needs to, like, let's give him a year of playing and see how he is next year in year two of playing actual football, you know?
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think he does have potential.
So it's weird.
Remember, people were in love with him in training.
Yeah,
camp.
Like, the PJ truthers have, like, abandoned ship, and I'm like, I see some things. He might be good in 2018. We'll see. But, Andrew, Saints, favored by 4. Who you got?
I'm nervous. First of all, you know, the Rams, they're 6 in the NFL, actually tied with the Saints with 31 sacks. The Saints also have 31 sacks. And you saw what they were able to do against the Saints. The Redskins have 28 sacks, so that's three less, and that was pretty scary against the Saints. Carolina has 32, tied for fourth in the league. So they have more sacks than both of the last two defensive lines we faced, and that is a major concern. Now, that being said, for some reason, the Saints, they always seem in you know, Carolina's the number two defense in the NFL. Saints always seem to have their number. I guess it's familiarity, but Sean Payton knows how to call games against that defense. You know, Kuechly, when he's not in, I feel like the Saints always roast them. So, you know, obviously he makes a major difference, but, you know, going back to the Saints playing them in week three, they ran the ball 27 times for 149 yards, 5.5 per carry. And I think they just feel like they're going to have to run the ball like that again to be able to win this game. And so I think my guy is Mark Ingram. I think the Saints are going to go back to pounding the rock, and that's how they're going to be able to win this game. You know, I expect Cam Newton to have a better game than he did against the Saints the last time he played them.
He's got a bum thumb, though.
He does have a bum thumb, but
he terrifies me because he can he's an elite quarterback, but his variance on like how he can play, like he can be spectacular or he can be a trash pile.
And just when you expect him to be awful, he plays incredible. And so I think this is going to be one of those games. I expect him to play well. So bottom line, Saints are going to have to run the football, and they're going to live and die with Mark Ingram. And I hope he has a good game. I'm going to pick the Saints to win 20-17. But like Dave, I'm very nervous about this one.
This game is so difficult. The Saints are really at a crossroads in their season because they play Carolina, they play Atlanta, and they basically, if they split these next two games, they're almost a lock for the playoffs because the math just becomes very difficult for them not to get to 11 wins, and it'll become increasingly hard for Seattle or another team to knock them out, even if they finish, let's say six and don't win the division. If they go 0-2 though, and you get to 8-5, then it's, you know, then you're holding on for dear life to get in. Man, I'm gonna say Saints 31, Carolina 28. Cool. And your hero of the game.
So you're feeling the offense, like you think Breeze bounces back.
I don't know if it's Sean Payton's brilliance or Ron Rivera. Like Ron, I feel like Carolina, they run the same plan against the Saints every time, and it just comes down to executing. And like, I don't think that Carolina is gonna like come out and do these like exotic weird things on defense because that's just not who they are and what they do, you know. So I just feel like the Saints are going to play better, but I think the hero of the game is going to be Lattimore. I think the defense is going to struggle.
Oh, you think he comes back?
I think he comes back, and the Saints. Their defense is going to. I think they're going to struggle a little bit because I think Carolina with. I think this is the week where Okafor not being there kind of shows up, and I think the Saints get a little soft against the run, and I think Carolina, they got rid of Benjamin, and that sort of has sort of fixed their offense in a sense of they've gone like smaller and quicker at wide receiver and running backs, and I think McCaffrey's going to just kind of shred the Saints at linebacker a little bit. So it's going to be a little bit of a shootout. But I think the Saints are going to figure out a way, and Lattimore's going to save them. And basically to me, Dave, if the Saints beat Carolina Sunday and get to 11 wins, I think they're a lock to win the South. I don't see how Atlanta gets to 11-5 and only loses once the rest of the way. Is that crazy?
No, I would say, you know, you're right about the math, and you know, that's three games. So I mean, there's only there'd only be two games left. So, yeah, I think you're right. And for those keeping score at home, the three of us all predicted the Saints to win only by 3 points. So the spread is 4.
So take the Panthers. I think. I mean, because that number is probably it's 4. It's probably going to get to 5 by Sunday.
Take the Panthers. I'd put good money out on the Panthers.
I wouldn't put good money on it. But I mean, Andrew, do you think?
Because you're a pussy.
Do you think 11? Do you think 11 wins will win the South?
Assuming the Saints beat Carolina this weekend.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what do you think it's going to take for the Saints to win the South?
I think if they win against Carolina and they split with Atlanta, so that means that puts them at 4 losses. I think they can lose one more easily and go 11-5. So I think there's a way to go 3-2 the rest of the way and win the division. But I could also see, you know, if they win the wrong few, I could see them going 11-5 and, you know, Atlanta or Carolina
Are we in agreement that we need to not worry about, we need to kind of give up the dream of a first round bye and just focus on winning the division at this point?
Eagles
are uncatchable. Honestly, the Vikings look pretty damn good too.
Honestly, like I think right now, we need to hope for 11 wins because that gets us to the playoffs. It's 3-2.
I would take it a step further. I would say you give up the dream of home field and you want Seattle to lose to Philadelphia. Next Sunday night or Monday night, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Because you want play. I mean, at this point, it looks really good for the playoffs, but you want playoff. If you can't get a bye, you want playoff security, and you want the best chance to get in, and that's Seattle losing. I think this. The thing is, and I'm gonna pull it up right now because I want the date. I was thinking of this earlier today. It's likely, guys, that the Saints are going to play the Falcons. You know, in the playoffs. Final question, and then we'll get out of here. Dave, do you think the NFC South is going to have 3 playoff teams?
Three, no. 2, yes.
Okay. All right.
There's gonna be 3, and there's not a doubt in my mind.
Okay. So we got to get out of here. So remember to donate if you want Drunk Saints History Season 2, $20. Click the donate button. Do it. For Dave, for Andrew, for Kevin, who's MIA. Until next week, the bar is closed. Later.
Thanks, guys.
Later.